Welcome to Early BP. I'm Mike Farron. Disappointing one for the D-backs yesterday. They were two outs away from a series sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers, pulled within 2.5 of the Cubs in the wild card race. But Cody Bellinger's home run in the ninth tied it. And after the D-backs had an opportunity to take the lead in the bottom of the 10th, L.A. scored in the top half on a Jock Peterson homer, and they win 4-3. So the D-backs stay 3.5 games behind the Chicago Cubs. We'll visit with Torrey Lovello about yesterday and today's game against the San Diego Padres in a moment, but we had a chance to visit with D-backs GM Mike Hazen. Every Monday we have a chance to visit with a member of the D-backs front office. Today it's General Manager Mike Hazen, and 25 to go. I guess the marathon's become a sprint now. How do you feel about the way the team's playing right now?
I think we're playing some of our better baseball of the season, which is very timely. Certainly put ourselves in an adverse situation relative to the other teams that we're chasing. You don't want to be in this position, but you know, I think it means something. I think it says something with the way we're playing, how we just faced the Dodgers and what we did over the four games there. We look to continue that. I think this September is an extremely important month for us, regardless of what the ultimate outcome is. Hopefully it ends with a postseason berth, but you know, no matter what, we need to keep building towards the future.
You mentioned at the trade deadline, after the Greinke deal, you felt like this team still deserved a chance as part of the reason why you wanted to add major league talent back. Did August go the way you anticipated, or as well as you could have anticipated?
Well, we put ourselves certainly back, stayed right in the mix. You know, we've lost a couple games in the standings since then, but you know, we're playing pretty good baseball right now, and that's what we've expected to see all season. And we feel like this is a talented roster, a talented club, and we've, you know, with some losses and then certainly the trade at the deadline, I've probably put the team in a little bit of a tough situation that way. But these guys keep playing hard, and you know, nothing really seems to affect them. That's what we want to develop here. We want to develop that mindset that nothing's going to affect them. Just go out and play good 9 innings of baseball, and you know, we need to go back out there today and do it again.
Have you seen an evolution in that mindset in your 3 years here?
I don't know. I just know that it's very important to us. You know, Torrey and I and JP, Amiel, Fitz, we talk about it every day, and that mindset is something that I do believe needs to be created. Whether that's been created or not, I don't think that's the case. But I believe it does need to be created. I believe it's something that we need to experience 365 days a year. That's why I think these seasons, this September, this post-trading deadline, is extremely important to maintain a pulse on winning, because I don't believe that you can just decide to win all of a sudden. I don't think our roster is ever going to be constructed where we're the favorite in the division going into the season. I don't think I would be very skeptical that we'll ever be in that situation. Maybe we will, but I'd be skeptical given, you know, the parameters of what we're dealing with. But that doesn't mean anything. And I think so. In order for us to maximize every year, we need to have that mentality. And so every game from now and as long as we've been here for 3 years has mattered, and that's important to me.
Why is being competitive and treating every game as important, so important to you? Because other organizations have had success going through the full rebuild.
One, I don't think it's that easy to turn it on and off. Like I said before, I don't think you can just decide when you want to win. If you're in a position where you're the most talent in the entire league, then I think you can decide when you're ready to win. If you're so loaded up in the offseason and you make all these trades and you bring in all this talent, I think you can have that attitude. I don't believe we're in that position. I don't think we're going to be in that position anytime soon. And so, therefore, I think it's all the other things that add up to winning. It's making sure that we are more prepared than the opposition. It means that we're gaining any edge that we can defensively, whether it's shifting, pitch calling, defensive stuff, offensive approach. All those things have to add up for us. And if they don't add up for us, then we're not, you know, we may not be good enough in the short term. I think that's one big one that we need to make sure that we hold on to. And the second one is, I think when you're going through a rebuild and none of the players on your roster are going to be on your roster in 3 years, then fine. Then the players that ultimately come onto your roster are not going to have experienced losing and what it means to not have a game matter. I don't believe our roster is going to be that way. I think we have a young roster now. I think there's a myriad of players on this roster that are going to be here when we're really good. And so we don't want them developing in an environment where the games don't matter, and go out and get your four at bats or go out and throw your five innings and hey, have a good day, great, congratulations, go home at night. No, it matters. What we're doing matters. That when we make mistakes on the field, that they're being corrected. When we don't prepare properly, it's being corrected. When we're giving opportunities to guys to get at bats, that to show that they should be the everyday player going forward. I think those things are very important.
Triple A season ends today. To this point, everyone who's come up in September has had major league experience. Do you anticipate any younger guys getting their feet wet this month?
We have not made a final decision yet on the remaining call-ups. I would not anticipate the majority of the players are here. We haven't made the final decision yet. Well, we'll see. I think we've added quite a few players. I think having 33, 34 guys is probably the limit to where we want to take it, minus the activations that we'll get off, hopefully off the disabled list with Weaver, with Hirano, maybe Taiwan. So if we get those guys, that'd be great. They would add on to it, but we're not expecting a ton of contribution from them. So I think we've pretty much brought up the majority of the guys we're going to bring up, but there still may be one or two left.
All right, Mike, we appreciate the time.
All right, Mike.
Mike Hazen joining us on the BP Show, Diamondbacks Radio Network. D-backs general manager Mike Hazen joining us today, and let's talk to Torrey Lovello about today's game against the San Diego Padres. Torrey, after the game, you said yesterday that one stunk. What was the most frustrating part for you guys?
We were two outs away from sweeping the Dodgers, and doing what we needed to do, and some of the goals that we talked about prior to the series was to win every game. So it was a little bit of a letdown when you get that close, but that's the beauty of baseball, and that's what we got to work through, and that's what we've been absorbing for the past 12 hours. And we got to make sure that we're ready to turn the page as quickly as possible. I think we will be ready for this game in another hour and a half.
You know, you say it's the beauty of baseball. I think it's why baseball can be a cruel jerk sometimes, right? I mean, you felt like you were in that position. What did you see offensively yesterday?
Well, first of all, you're right, and I'm trying to find the positives in it, that it is a beauty of baseball. It's a gut ripper. There's no doubt about it. I don't want to downplay that. And I want these guys to feel that and understand that that's part of the game, and you have to get over that quickly, and good teams do that. But offensively, I felt like we've been pushing in spurts. When we smell blood, we go out and we put up that crooked number. But I want us to look to be consistent and greedy and say, let's tack on and add on. But, you know, the Dodgers ran up some good pitchers there yesterday. They matched up the best they could. They made big pitches and limited our damage. And we, from the fifth or sixth inning on, didn't have a lot of offense happening. So I want that to change. I want us to get as greedy as possible and score as many runs as possible every single day.
So what has to happen for that, now that you're going to see a lot of guys that you either haven't seen in months or haven't seen all season starting now?
Well, do our homework, be prepped, look at video, share information. Get sight lines, bring it into the dugout, talk to the next guy, watch the sequencing, just pay attention and be ourselves and be what we've been when it's really fun and flowing in a good direction, and not try and force things. So that's my message to these guys each and every day, to be themselves and have fun, but understand that we're a good baseball team. We can do special things.
All right, before the game today, during the time normally there'd be batting practice, Luke Weaver threw a sim game on the field. What were the words from Luke afterwards?
He felt very good, and everything felt normal, and there was no restriction, and those are good signs. So it was a 21 pitch sim game. He faced some of our hitters. It was a live situation. You try to get that simulation as close to a game as possible. I know that we'll get some velocity readings, and from my angle and where I was standing while I was watching, it looked like Luke had really good stuff. But we want to make sure that he recovers from that he feels good today and tomorrow, gets that information to the trainers, and we'll figure out what the next steps are.
San Diego is in for the first time in a long time. I mean, it's incredible that you haven't played them very much to this point. You're going to see a lot of them over the next 25 games. What are some of the things that stand out in your preparation for the Padres?
Yeah, they have some moving parts that have changed, and they've got two really good baseball players that anchor this baseball team, and that's Eric Hosmer and Manny Machado. So we've got to take inventory and understand where they're at in the lineup and what's happening behind them. On top of that, they've got some very youthful starting pitching with some live arms and a really, really strong back end of the bullpen. So they're winning their games because they're a good baseball team. We can't take anything lightly or take them for granted. Those young players that have been inside of their system as young prospects are now starting to get to the big league level and put up some good numbers. We got to be aware of who they are and what their weapons are.
You know, we talked a little bit yesterday about Abraham Almada coming up. He gets a start in right field. What went into that?
Yeah, I just was looking for a little bit of an energized type of a player. I know he was in AAA and he had a tremendous year. I want to keep that hot bat in the lineup. Adam Jones is a little banged up. I just got to watch out for workloads and different situations, and it was a good opportunity for me to watch what he can do best. And like I said, I feel like there's going to be a little bit of a natural, a chance of a natural letdown after a very emotional series. And I wanted an energized player to go out there today and do his best.
All right, skip.
Thanks so much.
D-backs manager Torey Lovello. D-backs getting ready to take on the San Diego Padres this afternoon on this Labor Day matinee. Mike Leake against Cal Quantrill. We'll be back tomorrow with more early BP. First pitch coming up at 1:10. Thanks for joining us today.